Welcome back, everyone, to Kardashians Weekly here on the AfterBuzz TV reality channel. Today is a somber day because it is the day that the episode aired where we finally learn the details about the Tristan scandal. So please stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Tell me how you feel sitting up there.
What are our feelings today?
We're with you, Chloe. Yes.
We're with you.
We're with you, girl.
We are. This is Halsey's new song, Without Me, and so this is where we're going to start to determine whether or not Tristan's going to be without Chloe.
Ooh, that's right. That's right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be breaking this down, and we also asked what you, the people, had to say about this in a poll, which we will let you guys know the results of that later at the end. But in the meantime, my name is Dakota T. Jones, and I'm joined by my lovely hosts.
Hello, everybody. I'm Howard III. So excited to talk about tonight's episode.
Same, Howard. I'm Rachel Robillard. It's good to be here.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Nikia Monet.
Let's get it popping. All right. So first of all, let's just jump into the meat of it.
Yeah.
And then we'll backtrack and talk about the fun parts of the episode, okay?
Yeah.
So, basically, it's been 7 months since this whole Tristan Thompson cheating on Chloe with multiple women. There's videos, photo proof, everything in between that came out. And we didn't really get the full story. We got what we needed to get. We know the gist of it. But before we start, I did want to read this tweet that Chloe tweeted out before the episode today.
Yes.
She said, "I love filming for the show, and I am proud that we are all strong and brave enough to be vulnerable. But we have to start airing shows closer to real time. This episode is about 7 months old, and it's a lot to relive all over again. But maybe I need to."
Oof.
Maybe.
Like, just a, you know, reminder of, you know,
of what happened. Yeah. No, don't get too comfortable because, you know, I think she was trying to work things out with Tristan, and I think maybe this is a reality, like, this is what he did. He may do it again.
Yeah.
Maybe you just need that in the back of your mind. I know it's tough, though.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, Chloe. Especially when millions of people are commenting and in your business. That's extra.
Absolutely. And originally, we see these cute little Snapchat videos of Chloe being like, "I'm on my birthing ball and I'm rolling around all day and Malika's here and I'm just waiting for my family and my doctor," and it's very sweet and uplifting and exciting. And the entire time I was looking around at us all and we were just like, "Oh, you're so happy," and like we know what's going on, you know.
And she mentioned how Tristan was out of town and it's just like, oh.
And he wanted to make sure Malika was here while he was out of town.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, how generous and nice of him.
Yeah, he's in New York clubbing it up. And that's the thing. It's just the disrespect of it all. Cheating is bad, but then it's like, this girl's 9 months pregnant about to give birth to your baby. And it's like, bruh, I know you have basketball. Cool. Do your basketball thing and get your ass home. You shouldn't be out in the club.
Just make sure the balls are being dribbled on the court.
Okay.
Just saying,
Tristan. Get it together, bro.
It's just a mess. And it's just like, him just be so disrespectful is like what gets me so mad about it. Because it's like, he even said in the interviews that he didn't even mind that paparazzi was around. He didn't really care that he was going to get caught. So it's like, come on, Tristan. You're out there. You've got your baby mama here. Supposed to be the love of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, about to give birth to your child. And here you are just loose in the streets. Like,
come on. Loose.
Get it together.
Loosey goosey.
Just as I thought. Trash.
Yes.
And MJ took the words out of my mouth. She goes, she needs a new type. You know, an accountant or something.
A preacher. No more basketball players.
No more basketball players, right?
And the thing with, I mean, Tristan, with people who do know, he got out of the relationship with his first baby mother and he was known to be cheating in that relationship.
Right.
But then he jumped in right with Chloe. So it's like, bruh, come on.
It's really.
But grandma's right. She gotta get out away from the basketball players.
I think it was so funny. Not funny, but just kind of like a comic relief when MJ was over here like, oh, I just found out I was a mess. I run my makeup.
Grandma.
But she just seemed so chill about everything. And I was like, poor grandma. She probably just knows she can't like upset herself too much because of her age. And she just needs to, you know, just be there for her family. And
right.
It was really sweet. But Kylie was the one that was the one to tell Chloe about this.
Yes.
And she was like, I feel like I had to because I needed her to know. And if we all knew and she didn't, she would be upset at us. So she's like, I knew she probably didn't want to hear it, but I had to tell her.
It's better to find out through family members than reading it on TMZ on the internet.
And exactly. And they talked about it, but what did you guys think whenever she was like, well, we thought maybe it was just like an old video, an old photo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What did you think?
That's what I thought, too. Because you never know sometimes. It's like, okay, well, this was shot maybe 6 months ago. But then, like Kim said, when all these videos, more stories were coming out, it's like, oh, man, like, this is really happening. Mm-hmm. I just thought, like, it was good for Kylie to tell her, because I would want to know from my siblings instead of the internet. Yeah,
right.
And it's just bad, you know?
I got the chills because I actually remember when this was happening in real time. Right. I felt like I was a part of their family because I remember, I think I was either up, I think I was on the West Coast, and I was on my phone, and this is when all the stories were coming in. So there's a blog that I follow, and she's always on point. And this wasn't even on Shade Room or TMZ yet. The blog had posted this, like, the night before. I was like, wait, what? What? So then I remember I was hashtagging, and then a few hours later, Shade Room posted it, and then TMZ.
It was a domino effect. That news broke hard. And it's just, it's never good timing to hear that your significant other is cheating on you. Never good timing. But days before giving birth to baby True, like, just the stress alone.
Yeah.
And then with all of the babyness, too. So, but I mean, that's kind of hard. I'm really looking forward to next episode because baby True will be born. But they're, Chloe wants no negativity in the delivery room.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
But I want to see how they're going to act with Tristan around. Like, is Kim going to do the, I'm going to cut you? Or, like, dirty looks? Like, I'm so curious what's going to be said.
Are we going to see that, though?
I wonder
if he's like, I don't want to be shown on this. I don't want to be shown. And if so, then we're not going to get that tea.
Yeah, because we've seen Tristan here and there, like, clips, but not full.
And in this clip, what's coming up, I seen a hand. I think his hand was on the bed as she was pushing. So I think we'll probably see his body, maybe. I don't know.
I want to see Kim's reaction.
I want to see mom. I want to see, because, you know, mom's probably going to be in the room. He's going to be in the room.
Yeah.
And that's hard, especially being the family of a sister, because that's my sister, and you're a guy, and you're doing something wrong to my sister, so I'm excited. And Malika, like, I'm excited to see next week to see how everyone kind of reacts. Like, they're going to obey her wishes, but you know they're going to just be like...
I know this might be, like, a controversial thing, but I really do think that if this is a situation like this, Chloe has every right to be like, I don't care if you're the father of my child, you're not allowed in this delivery room.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Like,
I mean, I get it. He could argue and be like, well, I'm the father. Yeah, but you should have thought of that when you were like...
Exactly.
The doctor will come out when she's here.
Yeah.
I want my sisters here. Like, I think women have done that before.
Yeah, I feel like it should be the woman's choice. Right.
Yeah. Right.
I also agree, though, with Chloe when she was like, I do want to share this moment with him.
Yeah.
Like, it is the... It's like, I'm on the fence because
it's his second baby.
It's his second baby, but it's his first daughter. So it's like, okay, you know, let's share this moment, but don't speak to me. Don't grab up on me.
Right.
My sisters are here. They can help me, you know, help me push.
You're the last to hold the baby.
Right. Exactly. Cut the cord, then get out.
Like, don't even touch my
hand.
Keep
pushing. I agree.
And you know the one thing, like, childbirth is very scary. Like, we hear all these stories about women who give birth. Sometimes you can die. The baby can pass away.
A lot of complications.
That's a lot for a woman to go through and have him standing there and just thinking about that while trying to make sure your baby is being healthy and born.
Right.
So kudos to her. I mean, I'm excited to see next week because I was saying, I'm like, I wonder if he's watching this with her right now.
Probably not with her. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd be too scared if I was him. Like, I'm good.
I'd be like, babe, stay downstairs. Like, it just brings back so many memories, such flashbacks. I'd be like, don't stay next to me.
I feel like that's why Chloe sent out that tweet. And I doubt she's watching it next to Tristan, I bet.
I'd be like, babe, you gotta go away for like a week because I'm watching the show on Sunday. I need not to see you, not next Sunday either, because they're gonna talk about it again. Give me 3 weeks. I need you to go away before I kill you.
What I just realized, actually, I know we're gonna be talking a lot about Halloween and all with the girls, what they wore, but last year, Tristan and Chloe went all out with their costumes.
Game of Thrones.
And so, the Game of Thrones theme, and I just realized that they didn't do that at all this year, so...
Ooh.
That, I mean, and they, like, you know, I'm surprised. I'm actually like, whoa, I feel like that, like, says something.
Yeah. Because they was just so in love, and they did that couple's theme, and it just, even the year before, I don't remember about the year before that, actually. Let me not say.
I don't think they knew each other that long.
No. Has it only been, like, a year?
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's only been, like, a year and a half.
2 years. Wow.
Right? And so, and, like, exactly, like, what, during this time, it looked so happy, like their social medias were so happy, and she was posting so many content of him on social, and that's what Kim said today. She's like, we thought she found her Prince Charming, and then this happens. And so she doesn't really post much about Tristan anymore.
No, which I don't blame her.
Me neither. It's all these different rumors and stories that are coming out now to, like, she may not trust him, or she's supposed to move to Cleveland and she hasn't. So I'm sure she's still dealing with a lot. I'm sure, because I've read recently that he was still out in the club in LA with girls. So
yes,
I know
with
that.
Two girls.
Yeah, and trying to raise a baby at the same time. Yeah.
That's a mess.
Ooh, and has a baby with another girl, like another baby mama, too. So it's like,
boys.
While all of this was going on, we talked about this, Keeping Up with Keeping Up. They have a class. I don't know. Was it a college class? Was it a high school class?
So college class.
And they get credit for keeping up with the Kardashians. And I'm sign me up.
We would all get A pluses at this table.
We
sure
would. But it might be fun if we could figure out a way to get a hold of them and have them Skype in or something. That would be so fun.
That'd be so cool.
We'll work on that. But while all this was going on, they get the call that Khloé might be going into labor. And so everyone's freaking out. Chris, of course, she loves to overreact and freak out. End it. Wrap it up. I gotta go. And she's out the door before, someone could even say a word. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. And then apparently she's contracting. She's wanting to know if it's kind of like the contractions that you get while you're on your period. That's kind of starts small and then it just intensifies, which I'm interested to see if they're going to make it to the delivery room.
I know.
Right.
Because in the preview for next week, it's oh my gosh, she's going to give birth in 25 minutes. Yeah. We got to get there. We got to go.
Right.
And I don't know. I hope for Khloé's sake, her family's there by her side.
I think her mom makes it because we see Dr. A in the preview.
True.
So I think Chris delivered the doctor.
That's
her sisters and Malika, I don't know. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool how they were able to get a last minute plane, especially two last minute planes.
Private jets.
The Kardashians.
And to get Dr. A. Thank God Dr. A wasn't delivering another baby in LA.
Yes.
Because I know she has a schedule probably.
Right.
And to get two planes, one in Van Nuys, one at LAX, and the doctor, kudos.
That's crazy.
What's weird is why is it so important that this is the person that delivers the baby.
Right, because it wasn't the male... Remember the guy
doctor
who delivered the girls from Chris? So that's why I would be so I'm a little confused of why Dr. A is... Mm-hmm. Unless that's Khloé's go-to and she feels comfortable.
Yeah. And that maybe...
That's what I'm thinking.
But at the same time, if you're flying out a doctor, obviously most hospitals are the same.
Yeah.
But they're not in their element. That's not their home hospital. They have to make sure they know where things are.
Right,
and it's different. But at the same time, if you're in that field, you're used to probably traveling around a little bit. So they probably...
Maybe the hospitals are connected. Some hospitals
Sister
have
hospital.
A Mass General or a Beth Israel.
Yeah, right.
So maybe the doctor already made that connection with the hospital. I'll be here on this date with my patient.
Right.
Yeah.
They're rich, so I'm coming.
And we all remember Courtney giving birth for the first time, Mason, and how she literally grabbed him out. And so I'm did Khloé do that? I want to know if she's going to do that or not, because also we found out recently that Chris delivered Stormy.
Oh, yeah.
Or Kylie. That was,
yeah.
That came out a couple weeks ago that it was actually Chris the one to deliver. I'm that's
wow.
crazy. So I'm curious to see what we're going to find out next episode to see.
Oh, I know.
How little what, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to true, come into the world.
And we know that it's we thought we were going to know everything tonight, but it's kind of stretched out into a two-part thing where hopefully next week we'll get a little bit more information and we'll maybe see Tristan and we'll see the girls maybe somewhat kind of interact with him. I don't think we're going to get that.
I don't think
We'll see. They had to work with what they were dealt with.
I guess.
The cameraman probably didn't get to have free range over all of that. Kind of similar to obviously the Paris robbery. We didn't get, they weren't really filming at the time or something, so that we didn't get a lot of footage. It was all just stock footage of a ambulance going past and and of course they're not going to film the robbery, but what I'm saying, it seemed like they weren't even really filming at that time, so all of it was just kind of hashing it out over the confessional videos where they're sitting there and just talking to the camera. So maybe we'll get some more confessions, but I don't think we're going to get a lot of footage.
Yeah.
And especially with Khloé being on maternity leave, which I was that's pretty cool. Maternity leave for the show. It's just
that's
a regular,
cool.
I know it's a job, but it's a 9-to-5,
That's cool.
And then the B storyline was that Kendall and Scott were having a great time ATVing. They skydived. Kendall almost didn't do it.
I know.
That was a fun thing to watch and kind of some relief from the tension of the episode. Yeah. But
have y'all ever gone skydiving?
No.
No. Anyone here? No. So no? I'm afraid of heights and I'm afraid of planes, but though I'm a scary person, I'm also a curious and an adventurous person. So I always said I've always wanted to try it.
Yeah.
Though I'm scared, but I feel like I'd be like Kendall where I'd be like, nah, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But it looks really cool. But I definitely looked up the whole ATV thing because I think I'm going to do that in the next few weeks.
That seems
so
like
I'll let you guys know if you guys are down.
Oh my gosh.
So my bucket list is skydive, but that's the thing is that's something like I'd have to tell my mom after the fact.
Yeah. She my mom would kill
my mom.
Me.
Don't think she'd probably like that.
No. It'd have to be after. For sure.
Like, Mom, I just jumped out of a plane. Yeah. What?
You did what?
Yeah.
My mom would go.
Was there anything wrong with the plane?
Yeah.
Why did you jump out of it?
You know, if I don't hurt myself after falling out of a plane, she'll kill me afterwards.
After. But I love how Scott is just around, like, always around. And I love how he's like, oh, everyone's having babies and I need someone to hang out with. And I'm like, well, where's your girlfriend?
That's what I said.
Who shall be nameless, but where is she?
Yeah.
And then I was just like, Scott, you have kids. Like,
yeah, you have kids.
You have people to hang out with.
You're a dad. You have a whole girlfriend, a kid, a baby mama. Like, you can find someone
to hang
out with.
Somebody.
And what is that one friend that we usually see him around? I don't know his name. I'm not Sal, but it's like, there's this one guy he's always around.
Yeah.
Maybe Chris, I think. And it's like, where's that friend? Like, Why are you jumping from Chloe's?
Maybe he wasn't going to get influenced.
Yes. Every week he's going to bother a new Jenner Kardashian, I feel like.
It's like, okay, who's free this week? Okay, let's pair Scott because he has a contract. We have to show him. Like,
right.
But yeah, and then also I want to know for next week if Kim is going to be able to make it to the high school graduation. I'm like pretty sure we saw all over social media when it happened that she did make it. I just want to know what the timeline was and how she made it and all of that good stuff. So we will see, but that kind of wraps it up for the recap. We're really looking forward to next week and kind of diving into seeing what happens during the birth, before the birth, after the birth, in between, what the consensus was, and if Chloe will sit down for a confession to get her side of the story, which would be very, very interesting. But I did want to tell you guys, for all you AfterBuzzers out there, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans like you. But we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Please let us know you did in the comments below, and we will shout you out on air next week. But for now, thank you so much for being the best fans and allowing us to be the ESPN of TV talk. We are so thankful to you guys, and we would not be here without you.
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you.
Yes, yeah.
And we know that you love our next segment, Tea Time.
Tea Time!
Which I feel like we've already like spilled so much tea.
Oh,
there's more tea to spill.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
There was so much tea that I didn't want to spill it all, so I have a lid.
And I drank all my tea because I was thirsty.
You were thirsty for the tea. You were thirsty for the tea.
Thirsty for the tea, honey.
You already drank it on you and Howard's show.
Yes, we did.
So tell everyone about it.
Yes.
So, guys out there, Howard and I were on a brand new show for our sister network, Black Hollywood Live, BHL, and it's called Back to Reality. And we talk all about reality shows like ours right now, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You might get some Real Housewives. You might get Dancing with the Stars. It's just all reality TV shows. So, for the fans that's listening, come on over. Let us know what your favorite reality TV show is, and Howard and I will talk about it.
That's so exciting.
I love it.
And we get to be a little bit more shady.
We're sipping and dropping tea. We're a little shady over there.
Get a little loose, a little more wild over there.
That's so fun. That's amazing.
It's a lot of fun. And you guys should definitely come and hang out with us sometime. So.
Yeah.
Come on over.
I'll be the white guy that pops by and like, what's up, guys?
Come be shady with us. The great thing is that we do all types of reality TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
We do shows. We do competition shows. We talk about it all.
Sure do.
So every variety, every reality TV show that you can think of, we talk about it.
Sign me up. Congrats, you guys. That's really fun. So everyone, please check that out. Definitely. So let's talk about some of the tea that's being spilled this week. Kim K explains why she will always support Kanye by saying he might not be the best communicator, but he has the best heart. Now, this is kind of interesting because a lot of people came out with some reports saying that Kim is getting ready to file for a divorce and is not with Kanye on all of his political rants and is just trying to distance herself to protect her own image. But now fans are starting to doubt that because of this statement. So what do you guys think?
You know.
Yeah.
Kim's right. You know, I mean, Kanye, he's Kanye. He tries to give his opinion as much as he can. And it's like, we really don't support him. I just support his music only. I think he's a musical genius, like he says even himself. But politics, you know, you may want to stay out of that, Kanye. You know, it's just not for you. So,
I think Kim's doing a good job of being a good wife.
Yeah.
I think she may definitely not agree with him at all, 1,000,000%. But I think she's doing her wife duties, and this is the father of her children, and she loves her husband. So I think she is doing what she thinks is best for her marriage.
I admire her patience.
Yeah.
Good job, Kim. And so I do not see them separating. I really hope that they do stay together for their kids. And I know he can go off the wall more often than not.
Okay.
But I really don't see them separating. I feel like they're in it for the long haul. My fingers are crossed on that.
And it's interesting because I don't know if you still are or not, but I remember you used to be / still are a huge Kanye fan.
Oh, yeah. I love Kanye.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of agree with what Howard said. Like, I love his music. Like, I'm a huge... I don't always agree with what he's saying.
Right.
But I love his music. I listen to his music.
I am the complete opposite. No.
I love the shoes, man. I love the shoes.
I'm an old Kanye fan. I haven't been a fan for like 7 years, but one of the best concerts I've ever went to was the Glow in the Dark tour. I cried. It changed my life, and this was his first concert. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing, but I'm not a fan anymore. But shout out to Kim, though. I think she is doing amazing at being a wife and trying to be a good wife, because that's what you can do, is support your partner as best as possible.
Right.
But to do it in front of millions of people, it's hard. Like, we just talked about this with Chloe. So the fact that she has to do this on TV, her man's in the press, and she has to kind of come behind him and clean it up a little while still being a mom and running a business, kudos to her.
She does it all.
She does it
all. Superwoman.
Well, still speaking of Kanye, Kanye feels used, and he will distance himself from politics. As we've seen Kanye, he already said, you know, I was used by Trump. I was just the guy to go to. And it's just like, Kanye, you knew that, though.
Wait, did he say he was used by Trump? I thought it was some other girl.
Candace Owens. He didn't say Trump, but he was alluding to the fact that he was talking about the Republican Party.
Really?
Because with Candace and the there's a group called the Black Conservatives. What they're doing now, they have a new movement where they're trying to get black people to stop being Democrats. And they want them to only be conservatives and Republicans. So he came out and said, oh, I was used by this party. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do with this. But a lot of people like Howard Jassy are saying, bruh, you went to the White House twice. You hugged up on Trump. You wore the hat. So you weren't being used. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people feel like because he's a troll, like he might be selling something. And his shoes didn't do too great. So a lot of people feel like that's why he was saying that.
Interesting.
And he also said in a tweet, he said, my eyes are now wide open and now realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I am distancing myself from politics and completely focused on being creative.
I think he should have came to that conclusion a long time ago.
Also, I just want to throw in, he could be back on meds as well. Because remember, for a while, he was off his meds and maybe...
That's true. Right?
I don't believe this. I don't believe him, but maybe I think on his meds, he's just like, you know what, let me just chill out. Like, I think he still thinks and believes these things, but I think he's just like, you know what, maybe his wife had something to do with that. Like, let me just sit down.
And there are certain instances where, you know, some people medicate when they don't necessarily have to or shouldn't. But there are times like this where I feel like it is vital for certain things that people may have that they do need their meds. And I feel like we have to make sure we are able to tell them apart and make sure people aren't, you know, abusing meds or overusing them.
Yeah.
But we also need to make sure that the people who need them get them and are taking them. And
I
agree. That's very important. Yeah.
I agree. Well, on a lighter note, let's talk about Halloween and what the girls wore. Yes. What did y'all dress up for Halloween? Did y'all dress up? Would y'all
wear
y'all
did.
Dressed up. I dressed up as Mickey Mouse, a hip hop.
Yeah.
A little off brand hip hop Mickey. So
nice.
Yes.
I was Garth from Wayne's World because I had the blonde hair, and I actually won first place at my job. My friend was Wayne, and I was Garth, and then I came here and I dressed up as like a slutty clown.
I have two outfits. I love it. I have two outfits too. I love the opportunity of dressing up. I was a bottle of ranch.
I love that.
I love love that.
I was like, I wanted to, you know, you are what you eat, and I need a lot of ranch dressing. So I was ranch, and then another night I was a Great Gatsby flapper girl. Like
that. I love that.
It was a wig.
You look great with dark hair, by the way.
Yes. And the girls were Victoria's Secret models.
Oh my gosh.
They actually got the real wings. Victoria's Secret sent them real wings for them to wear, and damn, they look good.
I know.
Sickening.
In the photo, though, I want to know who the favorite sister is.
Oh, who looks the best?
Yeah, I gotta say,
who wore the best?
Kim.
I will say, Kim, like, Kim's what, 38? Chloe's about to be 40. Courtney's about to be 40. Kylie and Chloe just had a baby. Kendall's just a model. Like, they look amazing. But I would say Kim definitely looks bomb.
Yeah, Kim looks like the OG. It looks so good. But hey, I mean, out of all the girls,
they all look great.
Chloe is the most recent one who had a baby. And yeah. She's like, look at that banging body. You go, mama.
Again, drop the doctor in my DMs.
Oh my gosh. Just drop it.
But no, they look fabulous. They look good. Yes. I was like, I think I was eating something when this picture popped up on my feed, and I was like, I'm disgusted with myself going to the gym. But no, they look great.
They look great. And you know, Kendall's, she's already had practice with this because she was a Victoria's Secret model.
Yes.
So it's like perfect for them.
It's like, is she really even dressing up?
Right.
I know.
Yeah, it's just her.
She's like, I model every day. I'm a supermodel.
Right.
Well, keeping on the theme for Halloween, if you guys know, if you guys do watch the Ellen DeGeneres show, she has a thing where she's been scaring a lot of celebrities. She scared P. Diddy with the clown and a few others. So she scared Nicki Minaj. But our favorite mama Joe, Kris Jenner, was on the show, and she got scared. I think we have a little clip to play.
Look at Corey!
Oh my god.
Like, why you gotta do it like that?
So for those who can't see it, there's a clown that pops, a scary person pops out of a box, and Kris almost falls to the ground.
And then she hits like some kind of a dolly thing, and like, I'm sure she had bruises on her shins.
Oh, right?
Definitely.
She said, I think I wet my pants. That is hilarious.
That really is.
Funny.
I died laughing.
I watched it so many times when it came out. I was laughing so hard. But bless her heart. I mean, she could have really hurt herself.
I know.
Thank goodness Corey was there to help her up.
I would be scared to go on Ellen's show the month of October.
Though
she scares them, like, sporadically, if she scares you, but, like, Halloween, that's
her haunted
thing.
Houses. Yes. And,
I'd be like, and, like, no, I cannot do the fall time. Catch me in January, Ellen.
Exactly. Right,
Christmas
after.
Christmas time. There's a Christmas giveaway. Yes. That's where we want to go.
Let me go.
Seriously. Yes.
That is so...
Yeah, I was actually in the front row of an Ellen DeGeneres show.
Really?
Yeah, a couple months ago.
Cool.
I was in the front row. That
what
was
did
a lot
you win?
Of fun. I didn't get to win.
Oh.
No, it wasn't an Oprah day. You get a car. You get it.
I know.
But it was a treat getting to be in the front row.
That's awesome.
Oh, sure. That's amazing. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Love her.
Well, I did want to talk about this. We always get to see Larsa Pippen, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She is Kim's friend who just keeps looking more and more like Kim every single episode.
Right?
Anyway, her and her husband, Scottie Pippen, are apparently getting a divorce. This time it's for real. Apparently the last time they were about, like, I think, I don't know. If it
they
was
were getting school. Ready to.
Yeah, Scottie had even filed.
Yep. And apparently the police had been called to their home for domestic violence or disruption. And Larsa said that she was scared by him a few times.
Yeah.
This time, apparently, allegedly, they're saying that it's all good. They're just, it's time to split, and they're on good terms. They're going to raise their kids together, or I don't even know if they have multiple kids.
They do.
But,
yeah, give you a little backstory to the tea, since I loves the hip-hop. Larsa, the reason why they actually were getting divorced, because Larsa, I would say alleged, but it was kind of proven to be true, that she cheated on her husband from the Bulls, legendary, shout out to Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, she cheated on him with the rapper Future. And Future then made all these songs and talked about Larsa, because this is when Larsa was transitioning to kind of being like a housewife. They have three kids together, and she started hanging around with the Kardashian girls, and she started to come into LA a lot, and her and Future had a thing, and Future kind of outed this, and that's when Scottie was like, we need a divorce, and then they reconciled and they got back together. So I guess now they're like, we're going to do it for real. And
isn't that the song, I Just Blinked Your Blanket, some Gucci flip-flops or something like that?
That's it. And then he has a few songs talking about Larsa. And there was, I remember, like, he put up, like, a Snapchat or Instagram just totally disrespecting Scotty. And she was out of the home for a while. So that's why, like, when we watched the show, I'm like, why is she never back in Miami? I thought they were together. And now she's, like, still hanging out with Kim and... her booty's getting a little bigger, and she's changing a lot of things, and
that breaks my heart. Yeah. It really does.
They've been together for over 20 years.
Yeah, since 97.
Yep.
And I just feel like infidelity is one of the most common and most just, like, whatever, you know, things these days. It's just, like, you know, going to get a new pair of shoes, like, everyone's just not being faithful, and it just breaks my heart. Men and women do it.
Yep.
And it's really never okay. It's never okay. And it really just hurts to think about. I think about this all the time. It just is so sad. Ugh, I could just... Anyway.
No, I feel you.
Get it together,
Tyler. I'm sorry.
Get it together.
I'm sorry.
So let's also talk about Kim. So, you know, Kim is Miss Perfume, Miss Makeup, Miss Everything. This time she's getting ready to release some more body perfumes, and she's doing it a whole different way. She's doing this whole campaign of showing all different body types. We have, you know, the thick girls, the skinny girls, in between girls, and even I saw like a few with some guys, but I don't know if that was fake.
I didn't see that.
But this fragrance she's doing, some of them are going to be unisex. So even the guys can get into the action.
Oh, that's smart.
Just a few of them. So shout outs to you. What are our thoughts on this? Are we buying the perfume?
The unisex one.
I like that. That's very smart.
We don't know the smell, though.
That's true.
She won't have it in stores. It won't be in the magazines. You kind of just, like she does with her perfume, just put it online.
You just got to be surprised.
Yeah.
You're like...
And she tells you what they smell like, but you know, you don't get no taster. No tester.
No taster.
No taster.
I love that.
You don't get a taste.
Well, I want to try. I really do want to try the unisex one.
Yeah.
I like the promo that I was seeing on her Instagram, all the different bodies. I was like, oh, I see a girl with a pudge. I felt like really happy. Stretch marks, different body types, like really slim, dark, light. I like the promo. It's really smart.
Absolutely.
She's good at marketing.
Go ahead, girl.
You guys know what time it is?
It's time
for Gram Glam. We are so excited. Yeah. This week is different than last week or the multiple weeks that we've done this. We are going to be voting on the best Kardashian/Jenner Halloween costume.
Yes! Ooh.
So I even have added Mama Chris into the mix this week, because she went all out for Halloween as well. So the first photo that we have is of Kim with Jonathan, and you guys said she was being Pamela Anderson, right? A throwback?
Yes, that's an outfit that Pam and Tommy wore at the MTV Awards.
Yes.
I'm sad that I'm old enough to know that, but I remember this outfit, and it was really dope.
And she posted to her Instagram stories. This was a party, it was like more Kylie and Kendall's party, like younger crowd, and so she appears, and the majority of the people didn't even know who she was.
Whoa.
There were like a couple people like her age that knew, but everyone's like, who are you? She's like, I'm just not at the right party. But no one knows who I am.
Because I think Jaden Smith was there, and he was like, I don't know. Yes, who are you?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's hilarious. At first, I thought you were saying they didn't know who Kim was. And I was like, what?
Oh. Everyone knows who Kim is.
I know. The next photo we have is of Courtney, which I thought this was just such a cool photo. She was Ariana Grande, which I think she killed the look.
Yes. She killed
she
it.
She's got the microphone, and she titled it God is a Woman.
High ponytail.
I know. Yeah.
This is Courtney's new look, I'm saying.
Good. I like it.
And actually, speaking of Ariana Grande, she, you know, the whole Pete Davidson, like, they aren't together anymore, and we all thought that he was going to promote the breakup, kind of, like, use it to his advantage, but he actually did a really good job by saying, I know people are curious, but it's actually no one's business, and we're okay, and she's strong. Some things don't work out, and that's okay. So
he said that.
He did. I was actually proud of him.
After that dig on SNL, when that girl asked him, like, oh, will you marry me? And he said, oh, no. Or she said no. And then he was like, oh, 0 for 3.
But he's a comedian.
Yeah.
I mean.
Wait, has he asked?
He was, you know how they
Ariana?
Do the
skit. Yeah, he did it.
It was a skit. And he asked the young lady who was the performer on the show, because I think Jonah Hill was hosting.
Okay.
So he's like, hey, will you marry me? And she's like, no. Because you know how he quickly asks Ariana, and he's like, oh, 0 for 3.
The 0 for 3, who was the first one?
He dated someone for a really long time before.
He dated this girl
Someone's daughter.
Yes. A famous person's daughter. But he like broke up with her, I think, via text, and like literally a week or two later, he was with Ariana.
It was a very,
It's just shady.
It's shady.
Shady boots.
And then Ariana was on there saying, her Twitter, she was like, you don't like publicity. city, but yet you're out mm-hmm. here searching for it or something yeah. like that.
Thank you, and next.
She dropped mm-hmm. the song, Thank You, Next.
Love it.
It's a good song.
Really, really. Next.
Yes, I love that song. The next is, of course, Chloe with her angel costume. I think that's the only look we really got for her this Halloween, mm-hmm. so I just kind of cropped it, made it just her.
Sexy.
So good. And then the next one we have is of Kendall, who is a witch.
I love it.
Oh.
Gorgeous.
Yes, Kendall was also a lady bot, or
yes.
the Austin Powers bot. Is it a lady bot?
Fembot.
Oh, she
yeah.
was?
Yeah, from Austin Powers. Fembot. Yeah, I thought the weekend before.
I thought she had Courtney was.
No, Courtney was one of the twins, her and Steph from Austin Powers.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Fook me, fook you.
Yeah.
She was that girl.
Got it. Yes. Got it. And then Kylie, this was my favorite Halloween costume of hers that she chose. Because she was also like Fanta.
Yeah.
Kylie had a lot of costumes.
She had like 10 mm-hmm. costumes.
But yes. this one was called Stormy Weather, and I just thought it was adorable.
So cute.
I love
it. Involved. I mean, remember she was saying how she's going to stop, she stopped posting pictures of Stormy, but I love how she's been not going against, or, you know, going against what she was saying.
Yeah.
And then now posting a lot of Stormy pics.
I love Stormy's little suit. About it.
Yeah.
Her little gold suit.
So cute.
Such a cutie. And then, of course, Mama Chris this week, she was Cleopatra.
Hey. Yeah, dang, Mama.
Queen.
She's so cute. This looks like something she would try to wear to the Met Gala.
Yes.
Right?
I was like, oh, an old Met Gala photo? Oh, no, this is new. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a lot to choose from this week. We have 6 of them.
Ooh.
So drum roll, please.
Well, I have 2.
Man, I don't know, man. Oh, okay, I think I know.
All right, you ready?
3, 2, 1.
Ta-da! Oh, we chose all different again today.
This is so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right,
oh
so explain why Courtney.
Okay, I am on a kick right now. I love Ariana Grande. I just think her music is great, and she's just gorgeous. And, you know, she's going through so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... But, I mean, obviously, the reason I chose Courtney was because she looked incredible. And, like, the dress, everything about it was just like, okay, this is Ariana Grande. So that's why I chose her, but I'm really supporting Ariana right now.
I feel like a lot of people dressed up as Ariana this year. Did you guys think that?
I feel like
a lot of, I had some friends dressed up as, I feel like Ariana was a very reoccurring costume this year.
Ariana.
Well, I chose Kendall because she just looks so cute as a little witch.
Yes.
I like all the little black, and then a hat was good, and... You know, it's just really, like, cute. It's like a sexy witch. Like, you just wouldn't expect it.
Right? And I chose Chloe because, you know, as you were saying about Ariana, like, Chloe's going through a lot of things, you know, with this whole episode we just watched. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she just had a baby, and she looks hella good.
Amazing.
Hella good. So, you know, shout out, Mama. You look good. You're doing great.
I picked Kim because I'm obsessed with the 90s, and I remember I was, like, maybe 5th or 4th grade when that award show came out, when I seen Pam Anderson in that outfit, and I always said if I ever like had the body lose the weight, I wanted to always do that outfit. So I love that she did this.
Yes. I love it. And you said you had 2. Who was your second?
Oh, Kendall.
Kendall.
I loved her as a little witch as well. So Kendall was my runner-up, but I'm going with Kim for this one.
I love it.
Great.
And thank you guys again so much for watching. We do have a poll, and we wanted to kind of know your thoughts on the episode and take it away.
Yes. So, guys, I tweeted on tonight's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the Tristan cheating scandal unfolds. Does having a baby with someone who cheated make you want to stay with that person or not? And I got that question from my guy, Howard. Ooh. And the options were stay and work it out or pack your bleep in the baby. Are you guys ready for the results?
Ready.
Oh. Give it to us, honey.
86% said pack your and take the baby with you, while 14% said they will stay and work it out.
14%.
Wow. 14%. 86% said they're out the door.
I'm all for people working things out. I think when it becomes a serial cheating scandal where it's just a bunch of women, I don't think... I mean, anyone can change, but it makes it really hard to ever trust that person again. You can be cordial with them. They're not married right now, though, so it's not like they're getting a divorce or anything. They could...
Right.
You know, co-parent the baby, but I think Chloe needs to go with someone who is going to be that accountant that's going to be there for her finances and for her heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
And something that I've actually been holding on to, my dad actually told me, just like, look at if it's a pattern or an event.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be in a toxic relationship that has pattern of this reoccurring over and over and over again.
Right.
Was this an event, like a one-time thing, like an oopsie? We all have oopsies. No one's perfect.
Right.
But if it's a pattern, you got to really take a step back because she's, you know, worth so much more than the heartbreak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Absolutely.
I agree too.
Rachel, dropping the wisdom.
Drop those gems, girl.
Tell your dad that's a good one. I like that. I'm going to have you write that one down for me so I can read it. But thank you guys again so much for watching. Please keep up with not only the Kardashians, but the lovely panel here. Where can everyone find you on social media?
Yes, you can find me all on, at Howard the Third, and of course my website, howardthethird.com. And then on Thursdays, I do the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, like Nakia said, on Sundays, we do our Back to Reality Show, where we give you all the reality tea and so much shade and so much more. So look for that at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I love it, Howard. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can keep up with me on my Instagram at @Rach_Robillard. And I actually do Real Housewives of Dallas on Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to get a little bit of good gossip in there, head over on Wednesday.
Yes, we'll be talking about your show too. Guys, I'm Nakia Monet. You can keep up with me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Sundays, you can catch Howard and myself on Back to Reality. Thursday, you can catch me on Jersey Shore, another great reality show. And Wednesdays, you can catch me on Black Ink New York. Just all over the place. All the reality. That's how we're keeping up. We're keeping you guys up with all the reality.
That is so
Come
true.
Get some tea on Sunday.
That's right. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And make sure to check out on my Instagram, I have a link to a video that I did with Smosh Games, which was #3 trending on YouTube.
Yay!
Which is so exciting. I've never been in a video that's trended like that on YouTube before. So check that out, and we have some more fun videos to come for you. But in the meantime, we will keep up with you later.
Bye! Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.